we are doing Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Matoh Chaim. We're up to the 12th chapter, Perek Yud Beit, Halacha Yud Chet, 18th paragraph. And we said that one should answer the Amnein right away after the blessing. That was Halacha Yud Zayin. A person shouldn't allow a pause between the blessing and his response of Amen. Umikan Azracham Wal Shichet Tzibur, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Matoh Chaim. And from here is a serious warning to those who are Shaliach Tzibur, they're leading the congregation, they're the congregation's messenger, HaMa'arichim Benigun B'Siyum Bracha, that at the conclusion of the blessing, they say an extra long tune, U'Mashlim T'Tzibur, and they cause the congregation to err B'Aniyat Amen Chatufa, to answer the Amen too early, Leila Marim Lanot B'Fnei HaSiyum, to those who answer the Amen before their conclusion, or an amen yisoma, leila ma'achirim, iglal anigun, or an amen yisoma, an amen that's too far away from the blessing for those who wait for the tune to end. Or she'en amenin klal, mitoch yotam, nigrim achar anigun, or people don't answer altogether because they're with the tune. And we gave an example of that, the end of the Shmoneh Esrei before Hallel. Hamaret amo Yisrael b'shalom. So people either enter the amen within the shalom, Amen, before he says Shalom, or they say with the chazan, or whatever it is, they usually don't answer on time. And this is found most during the days in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The correct thing is to be quicker at the end of the blessing, to the point of cutting the tune altogether. The Shaliach Tzibur should not begin a blessing before the congregation concludes their Amen. This is something people sometimes err on. As Shaliach Tzibur, when they're rushing, they quickly go from blessing to blessing, and then the congregation can't enter Amen. And if the Shaliach Tzibur is praying really quickly, and before the congregation had the chance to answer Amen, he already began the next bracha, lo yanu atzibur amen, the congregation can no longer answer amen to that blessing, v'oto shliach tzibur avano yisa, and that shliach tzibur will have to carry the weight of his own sin.